Are you suffering with late payments and your customers just do not pay you on time and you constantly have to email them and ask them over and over and over again and all you hear is, "Good morning, cleaning tribe, and welcome to the Cleaning Coaches podcast. I'm Ilze Whiteman, known as the Cleaning Coach, and I just want to ask you one very important question. How are you doing? Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I would like to invite you onto this journey, this experience of a lifetime that you're on at the moment. And I want to congratulate you for making this amazing decision, for you stepping up out of your comfort zone and building a business that you can change your life with to be scrub-free. I've built my very own successful six-figure cleaning business, and I am here to teach you how to do the same. This episode is sponsored by the Path to 100K 5-day challenge that I've got currently for cleaning business owners on how they can go from really winging it to building a business to 100K in under a year. And all you need for that is a step-by-step proven system and 5 members of staff. I'd like to thank you for coming to join me today and on to today's program. I hope you enjoy the episode. And always remember, you are awesome. Why do these people not pay your time? So today we're going to discuss the 3 things that you can do to very quickly make sure that you get paid on time in your business. So the first thing is you need to step be late. Say, for instance, you're going to have an email going out right now. You're going to tell your customers, in 2 months' time, I'm going to enforce this. Now, you can have this a month. You can have this 2 months. You can have 3 months' notice. It doesn't matter. The point is, you need to tell all of your customers this is happening. Please don't be one of those small print companies that's like, oh, afterwards, oh, I'm so sorry, but we charge £45 late payment fee and you're just going to be charged. And then you're going to just pee your customers off. And we don't want that for you, right? So first of all, you're going to give them some notice, make sure all your customers get emails, or you're going to message them, or whatever you're going to do. And just say, due to us struggling with getting the money in on time to be able to pay my staff on time, or to be able to pay my bills on time, or whatever the case may be, we are restructuring how our payment system works in our business. So from, and then you're going to give date, May the 1st or June the 1st, we will send out our invoices at the beginning of the month. So what that will mean for you is, if we clean 4 times a month at your house, we are then going to send you an invoice for those 4 cleaning. But how this is going to work is, we're actually going to invoice you for the total amount. So there's no 4-weekly or 5-weekly kind of things going on there. Let's work smarter, guys. Okay. What we're going to do is, we're going to take the weekly amount. Just say, for instance, it's £45. We're then going to take that £45. We're going to multiply it by 12 months. We're then going to multiply that by 52 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year. We're then going to divide that by 12, and then we're going to have a monthly figure. Okay. So whatever amount it is in a weekly, multiply by 52, divide by 12, and then you got your monthly figure, and that customer gets invoiced that monthly figure every month. Now, Ilze, what happens if I then don't go that month? First of all, you bloody well should make sure you are going to go. Make sure you don't cancel on your customers. That's a really bad thing, and it damages your reputation. But sometimes shit just happens, so we'll have to go with it. Okay, so what do I do, Ilze? So you're going to explain this to your customers. So basically what's going to happen is, if we have, say, for instance, I've invoiced you in the beginning of the month, that invoice stands for that month. That is what it is. So it's going to be, say, 250 quid or whatever it is for that month, right? And then if there's a missed payment, that will be altered the month after. So, and then your month after that will be less, even though we do, obviously, 4 weeks. And the reason we're doing this is so that we can get the money in at the end of the month, so we can afford to pay our staff. And all you're going to do is take off the £45, say, for instance, it was for that week. So if you've worked it out, oh, but it's 45 multiplied by 52 weeks. I hope this makes sense, guys. The 42 multiplied by 52 weeks, divide by 12. And then you're just going to take that weekly figure off if they do miss one, because you can't take the whole thing off. The reason it's the monthly amount what it is because we're taking all of the weeks of the year in consideration. And there technically should be 13 months, but there isn't. So we're just leveling out. But also this helps you, it helps you work smarter. So can you imagine, at the end of the month, all of your invoices, they're exactly the same. No more sitting there going, oh, so it's 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Did I work that day? Did I work the, oh, I, right? We're going to stop that immediately. Oh, I've got 5 invoices going out. They're all 3-bedroom houses. They're all 250 quid. Yay. Right? Easier, simple, work smarter. Then you're going to also stipulate in that message or email you're going to send to your customers that we, from now on, also have a £45 minimum charge for late payment charge. £45 late payment charge. Now, it doesn't have to be £45. I would just say, make it really high so that they're like, meh, I really need to pay that because I don't want to pay £45 extra. But you need to enforce this, okay? You really need to be on top of this. This is about having discipline to say, no, I am not putting up with late payments anymore, okay? This is not something that's just, oh, yeah, I charge this, but you don't actually charge it. If they then pull funny and they want you to readjust that month's invoice, there's an extra £15 admin fee on top of that. Yes, go you. So that, guys, will ensure, if you enforce this, that your customers pay you on time. And I remember one of my students saying, oh, it's been the best month ever. The first month I haven't stressed massively and all the money has been in. Like the relief, the stress are just gone. And this is what I help my students do, okay? So make sure you send out that email, give them plenty of notice, add that late payment fee, and then enforce the late payment fee, please, as a third thing. And make sure that if they want that month's invoice adjusted, you add an admin fee there, because this is still your time. Stop working for free, right? We need to earn money. We need to earn decent money. So that's late payments. And you're very, very welcome. I would like for you to let me know how you get on. Tell me. I know there's a lot of you listening to this and following me, and I don't even know you. Come and say hi. Send me private message, although it's just Ilze. Look, just come and say hi. Just come and say hello. Ilze, thank you. I'm going to raise my prices. Ilze, it's work. Yay. And remember, always, all of this comes with loads of love, and I really want you to succeed. And I really want you just to remember that you are awesome. I'll be back next week with another podcast, and we'll be talking about quality staff members. How do I get them, you'll say? I will share that next week.